In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We've all heard the phrase, the inmates are running the asylum. And that, of course, is not a good thing. When the inmates are running the asylum, it means that those least capable are now in charge. And that is exactly what has happened in the gospel for today. The inmates are running the asylum. The vine dressers are running the vineyard. Those least capable of management now believe that they are in charge. If only those vine dressers, those tenants, would have stuck to their knitting, if only they would have done what they were put there by their master to do, then our Lord would not have this parable for all of us today. The owner of the vineyard, who seems so far away, sends his own servants to check on the land. And these vine dressers treat the owner's servants like they are nothing. They beat the first. They kill the second. And they stone the third. But the owner of the vineyard, who is so far away, still presumes the best in people. And so, as our Lord says, he decides, after many failed attempts, that he will send them his own dear son. Yes, those vine dressers may have rejected his servants, but they will not reject his own flesh and blood, this owner believes. But when he sends his son, the reaction of those vine dressers is far worse than ever before. They take the owner's son and they slay him to death, hoping that they might have his share of the inheritance. The inmates are running the asylum. The vine dressers are running the vineyard. Of course, this parable is not simply a story about some faraway land and a make-believe owner and some imagined vineyard. No, this parable from Jesus today is a parable about his church. And it is a parable that is here to remind each and every one of us what the church is and to whom the church belongs. I can't tell you how many times I've heard it said in various Orthodox circles, "This is my church." Or, "This is my parish." Or, worse yet, "This place is ours." And I don't just hear that from lay people either. But there are plenty of clergy who say things like, "This is my altar." Or, "This is my parish." Or, "These are my people." Yes, of course, I know people don't always mean it the way it sounds. But according to the parable from today's gospel, these words could not be further from the truth. You and I, you see, are merely vine dressers. The vineyard of the church does not belong to us. This is not our land, and these are not our people. This building is not ours. Even these icons are not ours. You and I don't own any of this. And we should never give the impression that what is here or at any other parish belongs to us, either personally or as a group. But all of this, every last bit of this, even you and me, even our very own bodies and souls, belong to Christ and to Christ alone. This is His vineyard, and this is His church. Because as St. Paul tells us in the epistles, the church is His very own body and blood. And in the church, friends, the inmates don't run the asylum. And the vine dressers don't run the vineyard. Yes, for practical reasons, certain people are in charge. But they are only put in charge in the stead and by the very command of our Lord Jesus Christ. And there is no patriarch, metropolitan, archbishop, bishop, priest, deacon, monk, or any other cleric or layperson in all the world that could ever claim this church or this parish as their own. But why does it matter? Why does our Lord even give us this parable today? It matters because you and I are all in this together. There are givers and receivers. There are speakers and there are hearers. There are confessors and there are penitents. There are baptizers and there are the baptized. And so I personally, and Father Roman as well, are nothing without you. And you, God willing, are nothing without us. Because that is the way Christ established His church. He established His church in such a way that we are only worth anything if we are together. And so, dear brothers and sisters, as this new church year begins this coming Saturday, let us all take a moment during the week and pray to God that He might strengthen all of us, so that He might use us where others are weak, and that He might remind us each and every day, gently and mercifully, that He might remind us each and every day that we are vine dressers, but not masters, and that all of this belongs to Him and to Him alone, for He is good and He loves mankind. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.